Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Hello again, how are you doing? Now today, we are going on a journey with the strongest man in the Bible. Who do you think that might be? It's Samson. Begin to step into the times of ancient Israel and meet Samson, a man blessed with extraordinary strength by God. We're going to watch his incredible feats against the Philistines, the enemies of the people of Israel. We're going to see him struggle with personal weakness and ultimately to be restored. We're going to explore themes of strength, temptation, and the importance of being faithful. Are you ready to discover how true power comes not from physical might, but from obedience to God? You are? Let's go. In the days when Israel was oppressed by the Philistines, there lived a man named Manoah from the tribe of Dan. He and his wife were childless, which was a source of deep sorrow for them. One day, as Manoah's wife was alone in the fields, an angel of the Lord appeared to her. "Though you have no children," the angel said, "you will give birth to a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink and that you do not eat anything unclean." In those days, they had to live by rules that there were things that you could eat and things that you couldn't eat. "You will become pregnant and have a son whose head is never to be touched by a razor because the boy is to be a Nazarite, letting his hair grow, dedicated to God from the womb. He will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines." Overwhelmed with joy and awe, she ran to tell her husband. "A man of God came to me," she exclaimed. "He looked like an angel from God, very awesome. He said we're going to have a son who will deliver Israel." Manoah prayed earnestly. "Pardon your servant, Lord, but let the man of God you sent come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born." God heard Manoah's prayer, and the angel returned. Manoah asked, "When your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule that governs the boy's life and work?" The angel repeated the instructions, emphasizing the Nazarite vow: no wine, no unclean food, and no haircuts. Manoah prepared an offering, and as the flames blazed up from the altar, the angel ascended in the fire. Realizing they'd seen an angel, Manoah and his wife fell with their faces to the ground. In due time, the woman gave birth to a son and named him Samson. The child grew and the Lord blessed him. The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, began to stir in him while he was in Mahanadan. As Samson grew, his extraordinary strength became evident. One day he went down to Timnah and saw a young Philistine woman. Returning home, he told his parents, "I've seen a Philistine woman in Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife." His parents were dismayed. "Isn't there an acceptable woman amongst your relatives and our own people? Must you go to the Philistines to get a wife?" But Samson insisted, "Get her for me. She's the right one for me." His parents did not realize that this was from the Lord, who was seeking an occasion to confront the Philistines. On his way to Timnah, a young lion suddenly came roaring towards him. The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, came powerfully upon Samson, and he tore the lion apart with his bare hands, as one might tear a young goat. He told neither his father nor his mother what he had done. Later, passing by the body of the lion, he saw that bees had made a hive in the lion's remains, and it was filled with honey. He scooped out some honey and he ate it, sharing it with his parents, but not telling them where it came from. At his wedding feast in Timnah, Samson posed a riddle to 30 Philistine companions. Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet. He couldn't solve the riddle, and pressured his wife to coax the answer from him. She wept and pleaded until he relented. She then revealed the answer to the people. Before sunset on the seventh day, the men of the town said to Samson, "What is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion?" Samson realized he'd been betrayed. Enraged, he went down to Ashkelon, struck down 30 men, and gave their garments to those who had solved the riddle. Burning with anger, he returned to his father's house, and his wife was given to one of his companions. Later, seeking reconciliation, Samson returned to Timnah with a young goat as a gift, only to find that his wife had been given away. Heartbroken, humiliated, he took revenge by catching 300 foxes, tying their tails together in pairs with torches, and releasing them into the Philistines' grain fields, their vineyards, their olive groves. Everything caught fire. The Philistines retaliated. They got one back by killing his former wife and her father. In response, Samson attacked them viciously, slaughtering many. Samson retreated to a cave in the rock at Etam. The Philistines camped in Judah, causing the people to ask, "Why have you come to fight us?" "We have come to take Samson prisoner," they replied. 3,000 men of Judah went to the cave and said to Samson, "Don't you realize that the Philistines are now rulers over us? What have you done to us?" Samson answered, "I merely did to them what they did to me." They said, "We've come to tie you up and to hand you over to the Philistines." "Swear to me that you won't kill me yourselves," Samson said. They agreed. They bound him with two new ropes and led him to the Philistines. As he approached, the Philistines shouted triumphantly. But then the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon Samson. The ropes on his arms became like charred flax, and the bindings dropped from his hands. Finding a fresh jawbone of a donkey, he grabbed it and struck down 1,000 men. Afterwards, exhausted and thirsty, he cried out to the Lord, "You have given your servant this great victory. Must I now die of thirst?" God opened up a hollow place and water came out. Samson drank and his strength revived. Sometime later, Samson fell in love with a woman called Delilah, who lived in the valley of Sorek. The rulers of the Philistines approached her with a proposition. "See if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him. Each of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver." Delilah agreed. She began to coax Samson. "Tell me the secret of your great strength and how you can be tied up and subdued." Samson teased her. "If anyone ties me with 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, I will become as weak as any other man." She tried it. But when the Philistines came to capture him, he snapped the bowstrings easily. Delilah pleaded, You've made a fool of me. Come now, tell me how you can be tied. He told her, if anyone ties me securely with new ropes that have never been used, I'll become as weak as any other man. Again she tried, and again he broke free. Delilah persisted. All this time you've been making a fool of me and lying to me. Tell me, how can you be tied? He said, if you weave the 7 braids of my head into the fabric on the loom and tighten it with the pin, I'll become as weak as any other man. While he slept, Delilah did so. When he awoke, he pulled up the loom with the fabric. Delilah nagged him day after day until he was sick to death of it. Finally, he revealed the truth. No razor has ever been used on my head because I have been a Nazarite dedicated to God from my mother's womb. If my head was shaved, my strength would leave me. Realizing he had told her everything, Delilah sent word to the Philistine rulers. They came with silver in hand. While Samson slept on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair. Then she called, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awakened and thought, I'll go out as before and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. The Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and took him to Gaza. They bound him with bronze shackles and set him to grinding grain in prison. But the hair on his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. Do you know what that means? The Philistine rulers had a great festival to celebrate their victory over Samson, offering sacrifices to their god Dagon. The temple was filled with men and women. All the rulers were there. About 3,000 people were on the roof watching. Bring out Samson to entertain us, they shouted. Blind and humbled, Samson was brought out from the prison. They stood him among the pillars. He said to the servant who held his hand, put me where I can feel the pillars that support the whole temple, so I might lean against them. The temple was crowded. The atmosphere was jubilant. Then Samson prayed to the Lord. Things always happen when we pray. Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just once more and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my 2 eyes. Bracing himself against the central pillars, his right hand on one and his left hand on the other, Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. Then he pushed with all of his might, and the temple collapsed on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed more in his death than while he lived. His family came and retrieved his body, burying him in the tomb of his father, Manoah. Samson's life was marked by extraordinary strength, but also by personal failures. His story teaches us that true strength comes not from physical power, but from faithfulness to God. In his lowest moment, Samson was faithful. He turned back to God, and God heard his prayer. How might you rely on God's strength in your own life? Remember, staying true to your commitments and seeking God's guidance can help you overcome even the greatest challenges.